This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dub Benson, Bug Denson,
bunch of different flavors.
That was it already? And we couldn't hear it in here. Hey everybody, that theme song that we couldn't hear in the room, but apparently you did, that odd little theme song was provided by Thomas Mudrick. Thanks, Thomas.
All right, Tom.
Yeah. And welcome to my guests, returning guests and a new guest, John Roy and Daryl Sabara are here, you guys. Hey. Hey, thanks for being here. And let's start with Daryl. When you're like walking around and stuff, like how often do you get recognized these days?
These days, thanks to Netflix.
Right.
It's happening again.
Because you still look pretty similar to how you looked when you were a kid.
When you were a spy kid.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. It's crazy. It's so long ago. But
right.
Now, I mean, my hair, it's all about the hair, really. When my hair is long and curly like this, it kind of happens more.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a tight.
When you have John Roy,
not so much.
Not so much.
Did you ever want to rebel and just go high and tight to be like, what?
I don't have curly hair. Yeah. That wasn't me. I don't have a Jufro.
But I, of course, recognize you from you're currently working quite a bit as adult. The right word. Are in the great movie, World's Greatest Dad.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
That was fun.
Yeah, really great. And I know that you're in the new Eli Roth film.
Yeah.
Which has got a great title as far as I'm concerned. Because it's called The Green Inferno. And it opens soon in September, I think on the 25th.
25th, correct.
And so how heavily does marijuana play into the plot of The Green Inferno?
Heavily. I'm the weed guy in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm the stoner. My name's Lars in the movie, and I'm the first one to ask for the mota, and I get some and tuck it away in my boot. And then you'll have to see the movie to see what happens next.
But I thought The Green Inferno was a reference to people getting so high that it was like they were in an inferno.
Well, that will be a strain, I'm sure, called The Green Inferno.
Yeah.
There better be. Yeah, and Eli, of course, he's volunteered to come on here and smoke,
but
he couldn't make it today. But we'll get him on sometime
eventually.
Soon.
You will.
Eli Roth actually was hosting the Shark Week spectacular that they then cut me out of. But me and two other comedians are supposed to do this Shark Week thing. But then the company, like the production company, loved it and they shot us being funny about that. Then Discovery was like, "No, Shark Week's about the science," and they like cut all the comedians out because it was like against the dignity of Shark Week to like make fun of the dudes in the clips.
I'm thinking about cutting comedians out of this show because we really want to have a serious conversation
about the science of weed.
And oh, look at that. It's 419, you guys. So we have to pick up arms and we have to decide what we're going to smoke from. There's plenty of options pipe wise on the table. Hey, Gabe, we don't have any vapor pens or some around? We get them during the break, but
the Doug?
You could smoke out of the Doug pipe
came
face.
On the last episode I was on, so I think I should smoke the Doug pipe, my old friend.
All right,
from
give
the
that
other
a
episode.
Shot. This one's got lots of Batman kind of insignia on it.
That is cool.
And we call this the Lebowski pipe
because
it's a bowling pen.
I'm going to have to do the
You
got to
do the Lebowski.
Yeah.
And we like to smoke right at 420 because it's 420 somewhere.
Now? Oh yeah.
What if I exhale it?
What's happening?
What?
I was gonna try. I was like, what if I exhaled at 420 with that?
It's still not even 420 yet. Now it's 420.
Okay.
Now it's 420.
Jeez.
That was awesome. That was a good first hit. You sound like me lately. I've been having this weird cough that I haven't been able to shake, so that's probably going to turn up at some point. This is sourberry that we're smoking. It's a sativa.
Okay.
If you feel like having an indica at some point, we have Nexus OG standing by, ready to go. Did you guys watch the VMAs last night?
No,
I did not.
No. Oh my God, it was the weed MAs. Like, it was... Miley Cyrus hosted,
cool,
and
guys.
She did a song where she sang about how much she loves to smoke pot.
Oh, yeah? What's this?
She did a bit with Snoop Dogg where she ate it. He gave her a cupcake or a brownie, and she ate it, and then she thought that he turned into her pig, which is weird because hallucinating is really not a big part of weed smoking.
Yeah.
But it was, and not only is Kanye West announced that he's going to run for president in 2020, he also
what?
Before that, after rambling for a long time, he's like, in case you're wondering, yeah, I rolled one up before the show. I got relaxed. Like, he admitted during his speech, accepting the Lifetime Achievement Award, that he was high as fuck while doing that.
Mm-hmm. While running for president, too. Like, putting the I'm high in the presidential announcement.
This morning I read, like, the transcript. The verbal transcript of what he said, and it's just all over the place.
Right.
It took 13 minutes for him to say it.
Was it really 13 minutes?
He took super long pauses, and it was brutal.
He likes to keep it 300 like the Romans.
Hey, he and T-Swift are good now, so everyone can relax.
They're good, but he kind of started to blame, just kind of throw back the idea that award shows are wrong and that he knows when something's brilliant and that award shows don't, you know, that kind of thing.
I never heard back ever of the new album at all. And then Taylor Swift played it for him and he was like, oh shit, this is actually kind of good. And then he got on Twitter and was like, all right, it was pretty good. That was good. I'm sorry, you deserved it. Like, but it was like, he didn't even know until later. And he's like, I guess you got to give him credit for going, actually, that's pretty good. I'll retract it.
But they cut to him last night when early on in the show she won an award, and they cut to him, like, you know, sitting in his seat, like, do I need to get up there and grab that mic again? Because she beat Beyonce again in front of him, like, for an award. So
who decides the VMAs?
It's supposedly based on
the people, right?
The people's votes. But there's an award that's the people's award.
Okay.
And then the rest of them, I think, is based on record sales. Or I don't know what, because they don't show videos anymore.
Purpose. Right. Like, if they just said, let's have her beat Beyonce again on purpose. Like, if the producer did that.
Well, I mean, at this point, you should just give Taylor Swift everything because she's the biggest thing in the world. I mean, as big as Beyonce is, I mean, Taylor Swift is...
She's got a whole squad.
Crazy huge. She just sold out, like, 5 shows a row at the Staples Center.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. This is a weird place to throw that in, but I'm just going to say it. And click on the like button. We like it when you like us. It's important. And listen to there's a version of this show that you can just listen to on iTunes. Just the audio of us getting high. And people do it because they can't watch the video at work or whatever.
Sure.
So.
On the go, all the time.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's cool.
On the go.
People can run to
on the train or running. You know? A lot of athletes love to listen to us just coughing and...
Well, Michael Phelps can swim since listening.
What motivates you to keep running more than hearing other people that are just having fun chilling and not doing that shit at all? Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to stop running now. This seems like a stupid idea.
Yeah, I'm
going to
pull over and just get high.
What am I doing? Doug's getting high right now.
Well, watching the show, even if you're not high, I'm a fan of the show and I watch it. Sometimes high, sometimes not high, but I always...
Do you get jealous when you can't get high and the people are getting high?
No, that's what I mean. I don't get jealous. I, like, get happy.
Like, okay, like,
I feel like, oh, cool, like, we're all getting high. You know?
I hear from people all the time that just don't smoke weed at all and like the show.
At
which
all.
Is really interesting to me. But, you know, it's we say jokes sometimes, but it's still if I wasn't into weed, I don't know if I'd want to hear people talking about it in this state this month. They've decided to.
You would make that Kanye segment if they weren't all high. let's go back and do it with sober people so I get more jokes out of it.
Well, we like to do we did this with John already because he's been on the show before, but we do a little bit of high history, which is, you know, first time you got High, which mm-hmm. might be a kind of a Hollywood story.
Maybe.
Was it on a set or at an after party or something?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
At which point in the Spy Kids series did you turn?
The first one was just like, what is this? Well, I was 7 for the first one. No weed until I was 15.
15?
Okay. Yeah. At that point you'd already done 3 Spy Kids movies?
Yes.
And then the fourth one.
That wasn't until way later.
And you don't have a big part in that one, or do you?
No, it's, yeah, I show
It's more of a cameo. Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're passing the
torch. So you were high for that one then?
Oh, no.
In your life?
No. Oh, in my life, yes,
yeah,
in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It had been
I'm not accusing
of
you of getting high and going to work, because, you know.
Could it?
Oh. How could, I don't think Robert Rodriguez could handle such a thing. I'm sure no one's ever high on any of his sets.
Or on any set in general.
It's a good idea not to be high while you're making a movie, but fortunately I make the kind of movies where it's about me being high.
What does fake movie weed smell like?
I don't know if I've ever smoked fake movie weed.
Oh, does that
don't
mean
you smoke
in pot scene in the movie?
In World's Greatest Dad?
Wait, what am I talking about?
Yeah. Well, in Green Inferno? Were you guys smoking
weed? Oh, now in Green Inferno, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't smoke in Green Inferno.
Oh, okay.
But
he gets some weed, and then he said, we're going to wait and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now we know. He doesn't get around to smoking.
So you're not an edible when they eat you?
Yeah, well, you have to see the movie when it comes out. Oh, no, I was 15. I was in Nebraska, in Omaha. But I was doing a movie, I just
some people
felt,
from the set corrupted you? The crew?
Yeah.
Was it the crew?
The awesome crew. They were so cool.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to downtown. We were doing night shoots, so it was like 4:30 in the morning, and we went back downtown. In the car, they pulled out the pipe, and they're like, you want to take a hit now?
Yeah, you're
like,
15, no. It's about time.
I was like, no, we're in the car, like, cops in Nebraska have nothing else better to do than pull people over.
Sure.
You know,
smart 15-year-old.
It's good to think about the cops before you start doing it, so you don't have to worry about it later.
My parents were cops growing up, so I always think about that.
I thought your parents were spies.
In another life.
That wasn't a documentary.
What?
That was a biopic. That was a real biopic.
Yeah.
All right, does that also qualify as another question I like to ask is, where's the riskiest, and you could think about this one too, John, riskiest place you've ever smoked, you know what I mean? Like, for me, it'd be the Vatican, but everybody's something different. I've never even been to the Vatican.
Holy shit, let's just talk about that! Who cares about my story? You got high in the Vatican?
I had a vapor pen, man, so why not? I just did a show in Wichita where security was cops. Like the venue, the promoters hired cops to be the security. And
what?
So anybody who lit up got thrown out.
What?
But people with vapor pens got to stay.
That's awesome.
So they're all getting high and the cops are throwing out the guys that are lighting it up. But also the guys who are lighting it up, how ballsy do you have to be?
Well,
like one guy was in the front row, like with a big old.
That's the best vape ad ever. What you just described being the best, and there's no vape. And one guy's getting let off with a joint in his mouth and two guys are chilling vape and the cops like vape.
But they didn't, they didn't take their weed or arrest them.
That's cool.
They just
That's
threw nice. Them out of the vicinity, the facility. And I knew that this happened because one of them came back in after the show was over and got in the merch line and got a picture with me and told me the story.
That's awesome.
But I watched it happen. I've never seen that at any of my shows ever, because mostly I play comedy clubs where everyone just knows you can't just sit there and light up. I mean, even with vapor pens, they're discreet about it.
Right.
But this show, huge. You know, it was in a big, nice theater in Wichita, but huge billowing smoke, like for most of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like on stage going, this is gonna be the first show in a while where when I'm done, I'm still high, you know, from standing here the whole time. And but it was very strange to watch the guy light up. And I just prior to that, I had said, as a joke, like just my wording of it, I said, oh, by the way, you guys, management says vapor only. Right? And I thought I was kidding. And this one kid lights up, and then this cop comes right in, a black cop, interestingly enough, throwing out a white kid, so it's nice to see that.
It's good to see that.
Yeah, it's nice to see that.
Yeah.
That changeover. But they were both super cool about it. They were both like, he was just, you know, that was his job.
Sure.
Because you can't light things on fire in a theater, in a crowded theater.
It's like, dangerous.
That's not a good thing to do.
People use cell phones now as their lighters. You can't bring a lighter and light, you know.
Yeah, like, that's true. Yeah, they try to keep lighters out. But I was really impressed that they like were distinguishing between vaporizers.
Right.
Because somebody's still on a vape cool pen and blowing out this huge thing of smoke. And the cops didn't say anything to him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very bizarre because I've done music festivals where everyone's smoking and no one's getting in trouble, and I've done shows indoors where no one is smoking and no one's getting in trouble. I've never done a show in a theater where like people just light up and then get thrown out.
I knew a dude back in Chicago who just lit up anywhere. Like, didn't
there's some brazen ass people.
Yeah. Like in the
rest of them are named Snoop Dogg.
Restaurant. He was this big. He used to be a metal bouncer at this place called the Thirsty Whale. So he was a big dude, but he just would no one even ever mentioned anything to him. He'd just do it right in the fucking Red Lobster, like just places you never even imagine, and he'd just smoke pot like it was legal the whole time, and he never got in trouble.
Stacking like you know what's going on.
It was like some kind of aura of swag that made people just go, I guess it's okay for him to do that.
I'm just stuck on the gay version of that bar called the, what was it called?
Something.
The Thirsty Whale.
Thirsty Sperm Whale. All right.
Cocktails there are great.
I'm sorry that we didn't get the joke, because I had explained the name again, we didn't get the timing right on the Thirsty Sperm Whale.
No, like as soon as I went to say it, I forgot the word thirsty. What kind of whale was
it? What was the whale?
I almost called it the Rusty Whale. Oregon, you guys, won last week's per capita most viewers of the show.
That's on the awesome. Last show. And that makes total sense.
It does. But they beat D.C. Washington, D.C. had a 7-week winning streak.
Really?
That we were never able to explain other than it is legal there.
Or, I think
or decriminalized. It's legal.
Back to smoking. Like,
what?
Barack went back to smoking finally. And, like the whole White
House. And he watches the show.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd love the show.
Maybe he would. I don't know.
He's doing that.
He likes a lot of stuff.
He's doing the Bear Grylls show.
He's doing it?
Yeah.
He's doing Bear Grylls and Kanye's running for president.
Yeah.
He did Marc Maron's show, and I was like, what the fuck?
Right, that's crazy.
It's the name of the show.
Well, Mark, I was troubled by your show, but good luck with what you're doing.
Yeah. Runner-ups, Washington, Colorado, D.C., California. Like, it's all the places where it's legal or practically legal watch the show the most. But then on the other side of that, this is a weird statistic. People who watch the show the longest, you know what? I'm going to make that a tease going into the commercial. Where in the whole world, do you think people, like, just sat and watched the show so long that they just, like, went back and watched parts of it again? Like, the longest duration per capita viewing of this show happened in a place I would never expect it myself. And we'll get that answer when we come back with John Roy and Daryl Samara. Thank you guys for watching. Canna Box is the first monthly membership box made for cannabis enthusiasts. Every month, a new box is shipped discreetly to your door, filled with cannabis-related items and accessories. Each box is hand-curated by our team of experts for that month's theme. This month's theme is Wonka. It's so simple. Go to cannabox.com, and for less than $20 every month, you'll receive your own box of goodies. Also, 10 lucky subscribers are chosen randomly each month to receive the coveted gold box. Take it from Gabe, Canna Box is the best way to get the coolest marijuana products delivered right to your door. Go to cannabox.com and use the promo code Doug for 10% off. Who cares is what we're talking about during the break. Who cares? We're back with more Ganja Does Work, honestly. GDWH. China is the answer. Yeah,
China.
Whoa. China. In China, the average view duration is longer than the episode, meaning people watch parts of the episode more than once.
Well, it's probably
number
language.
Two. I don't even know what this is. Saint Martin.
Saint Martin.
But is that a typo? Really?
That's how it's Dutch spelled.
Yeah. Okay. Malta. I got that one. Cambodia, and then Brunei.
I don't even know where Brunei is.
I think it's
I know it's like not in Michigan. Like that's like I think more than not
here. I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say, that's you're just an expert on Michigan and everything, everything outside like, of
that's
there.
That's all I can narrow it down.
You don't know? Brunei is somewhere in the mitten. It's in there. Oh, shit. I was going to show you guys how much smoke you can blow. These are delicious,
are
by
these
the guy,
things?
If you want to try them.
What are they?
Vapor pens, all different flavors from our friends at Honey
Ooh,
Farm.
Strawberry.
I got the mint chip, and they're really delicious, but also you can get massive hits on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
This is so fucking minty.
It's tasty.
This is a good looking item too.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a.
I feel. I have a pocket. Yeah. No. Perfect. You can't see it. It's totally hidden.
It looks like you look like on the little boy on HR Puff and Stuff always had that flute in his pocket.
It also looks like the doctor's sonic screwdriver. Of weed. I'm sure someone's made a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get lighter and more amazing as time goes on, but these are pretty awesome right now, you know, in terms of like, they don't, like, because a lot of them are real bottom heavy. So if you do have a shy pocket like that,
yeah,
not very shallow, I mean, it could just be all like, all the time. But yeah, these are super, super tasty.
And you can see how full it is in the glass part.
Oh, is that?
Just give you something to do while you're sitting there being super high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you rock it back and forth, you can get a whole lava lamp thing going on. It's pretty cool. And so you've watched the show before, so have you seen this?
Yeah. Yes, I have seen this.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's, now I know how it works. These arms.
Yeah, yeah, but what do you think of it in general, though? Like, when you first touch it, what comes into mind?
I have no idea. Bananas, really.
That's the weirdest Rorschach test ever. Give some guy a monkey puppet lighter and go, what do you think of? What
does this make you think of?
This is your first therapy session.
This remind you of
weird way.
You've seen me hand it to people on the show and ask them that, though. And what do they eventually say?
Now
makes me blow this real loud.
That I don't know. What?
You've seen him do it?
I know. I've seen him do it. I saw Todd play with this.
Yeah, Todd. Said it for sure eventually.
What is that? What is
it? Do we have it when you were on?
No.
Oh, well, I've pass it to him, see what he thinks of it. What do you think of that thing?
It's a monkey.
How does it feel to you, though?
It feels porcelain or. Yeah,
like right? Can you imagine a children's toy having that much, like its.
Weight?
Yeah, what is it? Does it feel like.
I don't know what
is it
road
lighter,
you're trying
is it,
to lead me
I
on.
I mean, I know it's a
to,
lighter, but doesn't it feel kind of...
Heavier? You had to really fucking hit the flippers
know,
a lot
that was,
to get that
That
table.
Was the most I had ever...
You had to really
I had to really
table.
Drag it out of there. Yeah, that wasn't fair play on my part at all, but I was just like, this is going to go on forever.
Like, in a charades game, they would have just said, no, stop, that's too much.
It's accurate, though, it's accurate.
The last couple shows, boom, heavy. They just say it right away, but you just don't know.
I was on guard, though, because you already had the air horn out, and you were already telling me, there's a word that you got to hear. What is it,
well,
PB?
Right. Well, right, I mean, when you didn't say it right away, I mean, what was I going to do? I mean, the card only says heavy monkey on it, so there's
so
it's
the
only
first
so
thing
much.
They usually say it's just right off the bat, that's a heavy monkey.
I'm this
they
close
do
to
a lot of times, yeah.
Wow.
But it's probably about 50-50. So it's funny when they don't. It took Pete Holmes like 15 minutes to say it.
To say heavy monkey.
With me saying stuff like that to him, like trying to figure out ways to get him to say, to say the word heavy.
I can see Pete just exasperated, like, what do you want me to do, Doug? Like, just losing it.
Oh, no. He used that as an opportunity to go off on bits about the monkey.
Have you ever worked with a monkey before?
Let me think about that. I don't think I have.
I
don't think so.
Did you?
Chimps are like, you know, they reach a certain age, they'll murder you. They'll just kill you.
Or pull your face off.
Like when they get old, they have to not use them anymore.
See, it's like you guys have worked with a chimp because this is exactly what it's like.
No, I've just heard, heard the stories. Because
what stories have you heard?
Just that they, when they're too old, they get ornery and they tear people's faces off.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of anything like, you know, Clint Eastwood getting fucked up on Every Which Way But Loose or something like that.
I wonder what the day is, like what human did.
Those
what,
are orangutans.
Yeah. What last thing that sets the chimpanzee off? Like they've taken human shit for fucking 25 years, but then the one thing, probably, and then it's face ripping time.
Like, I mean, in a movie, it's just being attached to a leash, really.
Yeah.
That's what really sets them off.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
Yeah, you don't
want a monkey on a leash. So what is their personality like?
So, well,
why'd you work with one?
I did a film. I went to Indonesia for
like
2 months.
That sounds like racist. Like, why would you work with one?
Why would you work with those horrible, horrible creatures? No, what was the project?
It was called After the Dark. But yeah, in the beginning of the movie, it's I'm just doing like it's an experiment, and a monkey is across from me at a table and typing on a typewriter, and then stops, and I'm supposed to grab the paper from the typewriter and read it and be like, oh, okay. Nice job, chimpanzee. When I went to grab the paper.
It's a little too aggressive, maybe.
Monkey
didn't like that.
It just oof, at me. And I was like, your paper. Yeah. I was like, you.
Was that enough? Was there real fear? I wouldn't.
Well, especially when the trainer comes up to you and goes, don't worry, I'll try to get to you before she does, bud.
Oh, thanks for the effort.
Cool.
You'll try? All right. Don't say try.
Goes back with the rope. And
they're always always hilarious with they're used to it, so they think it's hilarious to scare you.
Yeah.
And think that, like, I've handled animals on some morning TV and that sounded weird. And AM Northwest, to be specific, almost every time I'm on, they bring on some sort of weird animal situation. Like, I held a cockroach in my hand once, which really changed my perspective about cockroaches.
Well, they're not as
because,
bad as people say.
Because if you're holding your hand, it doesn't skitter around. It's the skittering that's the scariest
it's
part.
It's the motion that people don't like if they just weren't so fidgety.
I just don't like that when you turn on the lights, they just like act like some real shit's really going down.
Like they were doing some illegal gambling or something when you fucking turn the lights on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whenever a weird animal in my home, if it just kind of waddles through slowly, it's easier to take a cockroach.
Just like, hey, Doug, I'm a cockroach. It's cool though. I'm just gonna hang right here.
Well, when they put your hand, it's got nowhere to run. It just sits there, and then it's just an unattractive bug, to be sure. But it wasn't. I didn't have the same heebie-jeebies that I'd have.
Was it
when I'm normally
massive,
no one's near around?
Sure.
Was it one of those big zoo-only type ones?
No, it was just the size of the palm of my hand.
That's enormous.
It was pretty big.
That's an enormous cockroach.
And but then this last time I was on, I got to hold like some sort of crazy baby crocodile or some shit. And but the guy the whole time with the jokes, you know. And at one point it kind of struggled, and he actually got cut because the parts of the skin are pretty rough, you know.
Yeah.
And so he got a cut and then was bleeding, which I've never seen that on a TV show.
Fuck.
The animal handler guy is actually bleeding.
Yeah.
And then he got a little somehow a little blood got on me. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, so it's just kind of weird to be like, oh, I thought this would go. Yeah.
Like YouTube?
They put all the clips out there. Probably the best clip to look for, if you're going to try to find it, is me on AM Northwest. They brought in a hypnotist and he tried to hypnotize me and it didn't work at all. Didn't work.
Oh, no.
But I played along for as long as I could.
How have you ever been hypnotized for real before?
Nuh-uh.
Ever. So you're immune.
I don't think so. I mean, I was high at the time. And I might have had a high person skepticism.
Do you think it's like being high hypnotism immunity?
Maybe. Have you seen
someone
get hypnotized?
Someone out there knows. Like, no, of course you can get.
Well, he said he didn't have enough time with me. But the thing is, why go ahead with the segment if you didn't have enough time with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's like giving me different instructions of things to do, but he's like mostly stuff that's like, well, this is kind of stupid that he's making me do this, but okay, like you know, your pants are on fire, try to put them out. So I just like fell down on the floor and rolled around a little bit, you know.
Right.
But then he's like, your pants are still on fire, you got to put them out, go over there. And he points me in the direction of the audience and he's like, sit in that boy's lap. And there's like a 12-year-old boy sitting there and he's like, sit in his lap to put out the fire in your pants.
What
the weirdest request.
So yeah, the guy writing that at home.
So
like,
I just had to stop in my tracks, like, even hypnotized, I won't do that. And then they went to commercial.
Yeah, they did. They'll let the guy bleed all over the place, but they're coming to the commercial if you fuck with the hypnotist.
Wow. It's a super fun show to do. I do it every time I'm in the area, and they love it. A guy gave me this the other night, and between him explaining it to me, and then me, you know, bringing it back to California and looking at it right now, I don't know what it does. it says Weed Dipper.
Okay.
So I give him a little plug. But then it's basically two measuring spoons. And he said something to the effect of, so you don't have to get sticky fingers. So maybe like, maybe if you have some ground up weed and then you just, you can load a pipe with this way. Because speaking of pipes, you guys, this has been sitting here probably for a while now and I just noticed it. Chameleon Glass sent us another piece. They made this one, of course. They sent us another one where they just put my head in there like I'm Gwyneth Paltrow in the Seven or some shit. And
you were talking about Seven.
I was talking about it yesterday on Doug Loves Movies.
My roommates
so
in college
top of
used
mind.
To get high and watch Seven. I'm like, what are you doing? That's the worst high ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that movie's a bummer. When the heroin guy comes out of the bed and you're all,
Sloth, when they show Sloth.
Yeah, like, fucking like,
fat, dead person.
We do this to relax. This is how we relax. We get high and watch
Seven. Oh, who's the part where it's the head? What's
in the box?
What the fuck is that? God, that's not the right movie for marijuana. No.
Would either of you guys?
Doug should make a movie guide of what the good high movies are. Like that would be like.
But that's
totally
the problem. Is people say to me, "What's your favorite movie to watch high?" And I'm just like, "Movies."
Yeah, you know,
like,
all of it.
Like I don't have one that I have to turn on because I'm high. Mm-hmm. You know, if I like it not high, I'll probably like it high. But sometimes I'll be like sitting in a movie about 10 minutes in, I'll be like, I'm kind of too high for this conspiracy thriller, you know, like something
called,
that's like,
the
oh,
Wizard
fuck,
of
this
Oz.
Is making me a little too worried about everything, you know?
Right.
Sometimes
it's hard to follow a movie like that, or for me, I don't know. Something like Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, like something where you have to like, was really? It him or the third guy? Yeah. Like, you know, where you have to like.
I think that movie's hard to follow because it's boring.
that
when I'm not
also.
Bored, I can usually follow stuff. But yeah, there's definitely, but I just love being high at the movies, and especially the trailers is the most fun time to be high because you're seeing 2-minute versions of the movie and
they pretty much blow it all out.
Yeah,
I kind of get annoyed with how much they show now. Like, come on, man, is there anything left for me to see? Like, and then they get the zoo. Like, we'll just at least wait for the, like, give me something to wait for.
You know, I got to give the Weed Dipper a positive review.
That's sticky pretty, fingers.
That looks delicate. And
it's really getting the job done. My fingers aren't sticky right now. Of course, I don't know if the weed's sticky or not because I didn't touch it. Might not be the icky.
What if this was sticky? Just this part was sticky. So
what is the best approach with this? Would it be best if a guest was the first to hit this new Doug pipe, or should I be christening it myself? What would the pot etiquette say?
I think you should.
Is it better? Is it bad luck to do that, or good luck to do that? Smoke out of your own head.
Here's to the next 7 years, you guys.
He gets
where'd your face go?
Because it all goes in his face first.
That would be really cool if anybody who used it got me high.
Like a voodoo doll of getting high. Like if you got the Doug high, the real Doug. Like the brothers, G.I. Joe.
I'm good.
Don't
right
feel
now.
Obligated.
I don't know.
I'm high as fuck, man. I think I got, now nah, I'll do a mini one.
You could hit a smaller thing, but the idea is to try to keep smoking right. For the whole show.
All right. I'm going to do the Lebowski pipe then. My old man lungs don't tolerate bongs at all.
I like
this pipe. I want to try this pipe again.
My bong lungs gave out around 35, and then it was just like, all right, don't try to play baseball with baseball players anymore. You're old. Play the old timers game.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of this?
Oh, very heavy. Oh, geez, every time, such a surprise.
Yeah, I gotta do it every time. Just like when I say pot topics, they have to do that. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Wow.
The beatdown.
Sorry.
That was like a lung came up.
That was bad.
Well, I've been coughing like that a lot lately. I'm glad that I'm getting through the show without doing that.
You haven't done it on the air yet?
Oh, I've had a couple of bad ones on the air. But the guests usually just keep talking, don't even notice.
Someone should do a super mashup of cuts of you, like super coughing. Like, nothing but Doug.
Or coughing. Yeah, and my guests too. And we should we should put the coughs to music. We should put the coughs to something
like
Jesus Walks by Kanye West. Because that part where it's like, it could be like, cough, 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 cough. Pot topic number one.
Hot topic.
pot at weddings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which has been every wedding I've been to in the last few years, I've had pot. But a growing trend is that a lot of places will hire a bud tender.
No
and
way.
Have a weed bar at their wedding reception.
That's the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering from this card. The oldest person at this one wedding was an 81-year-old who hadn't smoked since the 1960s. She loved it. People get fucked up at weddings anyway, and it's safer than everybody getting drunk.
I would be weird if I got 81 and got high and loved it and be like, I could have been doing this the whole last 50 years, 40 years.
Like she was, saving herself for marriage.
You know? Weed marriage?
Other recent weddings have had pre-rolled joints. That's a very, very nice thing to hand out.
Do you get the pre-rolled joint when you're at the dispensary, or do you get just weed?
Oh, I just get weed because I got, you know, these pipes. This is nothing compared to what's in my kitchen.
Oh, the
you know, the High Times Stoner of the Year, the award is a bong, you know, and it's just gone from there. These Chameleon Glass, they sent me a box that's bigger than this table. I beg them, please don't do that again.
It was really heavy.
It was a lot to deal with. Like, I had to get it into my apartment. But now I sleep in it. So, also, marijuana leaves in a bride's bouquet and in the groom's boutonniere.
Ooh.
Yeah, so people are really having fun with
it. That's creative.
Good job, stoners that are getting married. How about this? Just don't get married. Have a party. Have a party where we in front of everybody, you go, hey, we like each other a lot.
Guess what? We can have this party every
day. Marriage dialed down to the chillest version.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I guess I could say that because as an actor, I have a pretty okay health insurance. My SAG insurance is
top notch.
I wouldn't say that. but you have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have it.
Yeah, it's there.
It's not the greatest, but you definitely have it. You know, they try to take care of their own in the Screen Actors Guild. I'm lucky to be in it. I've only said a couple lines and things here and there.
What movies are you're in movies though, right? I mean, not just.
Start out as an extra. That was my first thing when I moved to Hollywood. I was an extra, and I also was a tour guide at Universal Studios.
What movie are you in?
Because I was like, I moved to LA to be in show business, so I'm only going to take show business jobs.
Okay.
And I did it. I've never done a job in LA as a resident
that wasn't
involved in show business in some way. In dumb ways, like I work for the National Research Group, where we just stand around in Westwood or in a mall or something saying, do you want to go see the new Clint Eastwood movie on Tuesday night?
Yeah.
And it's just a test screening, you know? And like there was no way for them to know how many you gave out or how hard you worked at it. So it was I didn't do
great.
You were
basically like a guy in Vegas handing out strip club flyers.
Right,
like,
how did they know? How do they know they just didn't throw them in a dumpster?
Why wouldn't you just do it like PCU, just dump all the flyers in the trash?
And why, but also those guys in Vegas, why do they go like that? And then hand it to you. Like people won't take a silent piece of paper. Oh, that's probably a legal document. Oh, that's fun.
Also, it's like, is that like their version of flare bar? Bartending, like they do this little thing.
But they all do it. Yeah, it's almost like one guy did it and they all looked up to him.
Damn, you see what he did? Like, we're all doing it. That guy's the best.
In New York, they just slap you with it.
They slap it on you and drop it.
Yeah, and it's like if you drop it, then you're the asshole. Yeah.
I've been in New York. I didn't get hit with a flyer
Never?
In the face.
My favorite is the CD that they're like, hey, check this out. And as soon as you have your hand on it, they're like $15.
I've gotten those guys in trouble. Guys, I get so mad when they're doing it.
Like, it's a new three-card Monty.
Yeah, it's so fucking offensive to me. And I'm like, dude, if you were really in the music business, why isn't that just on Bandcamp or SoundCloud? Why would you ever think that standing on Hollywood and Highland
I think the last time they it was probably a decade ago. But
no, it still happens to this day. If you go to Hollywood,
you're right.
They're there.
I just don't let it happen to me. I'm all Johnny Pockets.
Johnny Pockets.
I just cruise through like, sorry.
That's the best name for that one.
No hand to take stuff, or I've got like a pretzel and a Coke. I'll drink Coke.
Sorry. Yeah.
Republicans, you guys. I'm Johnny Pot Topics right now. We're almost got to go to a break again.
Pot Topics.
Republican voters in the early primary states of Iowa and New Hampshire show that an overwhelming response of a stern opposition to, this is worded so funny, it takes some turns. They're in stern opposition to federal interference in states' marijuana laws. So as I predicted on this very show many episodes ago, conservatives or any politician needs to come in line with the fact that most politicians say that states should get to decide things.
There's only one candidate who says that we should go back to the federal laws. It's Chris Christie. Mm-hmm. He's the only candidate in the whole field of either party that says you actually, he said, Oregon and Washington, smoke them if you've got them, because if I'm president, I will enforce the federal laws. And I feel like that's because the munchies would be fatal to Christie.
That's why, exactly.
So I feel like he just
also, he's just a bully. He's just not a fun guy. He's just like, he's never liked hippies.
Right. You know? Get off my lawn, you fuckers.
Yeah, and he's just like, because it's just such a, most politicians don't say anything, and if brought up, kind of laugh it off, even.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, Why go so far the other way to rub your face in it?
No, none of them say it should be legalized. None of them say it shouldn't. But they do all then immediately, most of the Democrats immediately jump onto, but drug laws are unfair.
Right.
And, you know, people being incarcerated for three strikes of marijuana use is clearly just a racist thing that's happening.
Right. Well.
And needs to be resolved. But what I'm saying is that Republicans in general think that the state should decide everything.
Right.
Because that's their loophole for getting shitty stuff through in a bunch of states.
Right.
And not in the whole country.
Right.
Right? So if the states decide, that's why I think Republicans haven't fought all of this legalization stuff very much, is because the states are deciding.
Right.
It's
so
state
by
state.
They can't be hypocritical and go, it should be the whole country. Well, no, you said it shouldn't be.
States should get to decide these things. So, the point of this card is just that everybody's going to come in line on weed. Because also, money. Money's also going to make
I was just in Washington State just this week. I was at Tacoma Comedy Club. I went to one of the purely recreational, not even on the medical system. And it's just a store. It works perfectly. There's people in and out. And there's no way you can see that in action every day and go, no, that should be back in his apartment. And he should be scared. And then people should be walking up the block. Like
Amsterdam is heaven on earth.
Yeah.
And you go into a place and you smoke. It's like people are cool about it. They don't smoke out on the streets. Like, that's the thing about legalization here. You know, I mean, I was just in a place where it's absolutely not legal, and people are just so ballsy about it. It's like kind of almost an American thing, I think,
right,
to just be like, well, I'm a weed smoker, so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do it wherever I want. But do you guys want to try, speaking of weed, do you want to try Sprig, a beverage that's got weed in it?
Sure. Yes.
It's a carbonated treat that's one can has 15 milligrams of THC in it.
Why? So I have no idea
that's
what
not
that
a lot,
means.
I don't think. We'll figure it out during the break. We'll be right back. Can we sit on the floor, please?
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid, I'm sorry.
Fucking do that?
All right. Yes, I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Okay, I'm gonna find out who here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
What was the point of this story? And also, by the way, I'm high already. And I mean, I usually am. Hey, YouTube is crazy. Because right now they're saying there's like 300 and some people watching the show. And there's no way there's not more of you watching right now than that. So, tweet at us, hey, I'm watching, or whatever, and we'll see if that
Well, 300 is like the SATs. Like you get a 311 no matter
It's what. A number you get no matter what, right? So it's just for some reason their counter isn't working or something.
Yeah, I think so.
But we'll get the, you know, we'll get the views towards the overall.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But well, like we were saying during the break, it's like, it's funny. Pot has nothing to do with the problems this show has. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not somebody at YouTube that's high and pressed the wrong button, and that's why the viewer count is fucked up. You know, on my end, things are going right.
Is the best because he's so focused.
So focused.
Like he's like, I know exactly. I never find people have mechanical. I mean, I don't know about like forklifts and shit.
It's probably not. It's not a good idea, but it's, like, you know, because you could get distracted by like a squirrel or something. But
you can edit some fucking animation carefully as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try this beverage, you guys. Cheers. Thanks for being here. John Roy, Daryl Sabara. Daryl's movie, The Green Inferno, opens nationwide September 25th.
This is good. It's like a lemonade-y
kind of
thing.
It's like tang.
It's
kind of tangy. They're gonna love that.
Nice.
And John Roy has a podcast on iTunes called Don't Ever Shade.
Yeah.
Salud.
That might be the first time I've ever sneezed on a show.
Maybe. Yeah. And then performing September 9th through 12th at Zany's in Rosemont.
Yep.
O'Hare Port adjacent. Yep.
There's a Hofbrau House, although Toby Keith's is closing because they didn't pay their
tax issues. Yeah,
so
the sign says, Toby Keith's, I love this bar, but not taxes and grill.
It's as big as a Best Buy, too. I don't know what they're going to put in that. Like, the Toby Keith's is like a fucking city block.
It's got to become something else. You're right. Yeah. That's absolutely true. I'm going to be doing stand-up in Columbia, Missouri at Deja Vu Comedy Club this Wednesday, September 2nd. Friday, I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies in Seattle at the Neptune Theater. And I'll be in Buffalo at the Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas! On Sunday, October 4th. That's at 4:20. And then I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati on Thursday, October 14th.
I love that club. That's so
jumped
much
ahead
fun.
On a couple of those dates because somebody in Cincinnati is going to be watching this on October 11th, maybe 8th. And they're going to go, I got to get me some tickets to that. That's in a couple days. All of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. You can get your mugs and t-shirts and blue cards, sometimes signed by the guests and the gentlemen I'm about to bring out here right now because you guys are really high. I'm going to take one of these with me.
I'm going to
take
get a hit while this time.
What do you mean
last
you're gonna get it? That's not
high.
The object. You're not
I was
supposed
too
to.
High. I didn't even know what the trick was. And
oh,
worked,
yeah. Well, that's, you should know what the trick is.
I didn't even know what was supposed to have
all right.
happened.
It's game time, you guys. Let's all do right. it.
I'm gonna do it this time.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
how
are you doing? Good, thanks. Daryl, you mind helping me out with this trick?
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't.
All right, tell me when to stop anytime.
Stop.
Okay, right there. Take a look at that card.
Okay.
Memorize it.
All right.
Show it to the camera. All right. I made a prediction before the show started. Put it right here. Hopefully. Right there.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, let me try something. One second.
What?
What the hell?
Oh shit! That was great!
That's amazing.
That was awesome! That looked like Harry Potter magic.
You got
like
the whole arc of that.
Shit.
You got the whole arc of that. That like at first is like, oh no, you did it wrong. Shame. And then, fuck you.
Yeah. It was great. It was
no shame.
The prestige.
We knew. That was beautiful.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
What will they be able to see that though? The camera? Like, well, you picked that up. Okay, cool. So they'll see the. All right, cool. Of course, like you wouldn't have figured that out yet, having done this many shows.
We get really high.
That's the dumbest question I've ever asked.
We get really high, we have to do a magic trick, and we just don't shoot it right at all.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever asked anyone.
But also, I again, it's amazing to me, some people are listening to that magic trick. Just listening.
Yeah.
So maybe you should just describe things more as you do them. But great job again, Gabe. Always good to have you. Our next live show is going to be Labor Day, September 7th at 4:15 Pacific time. The tickets are sold out to be there at the UCB Theater. That's where we get five of us on stage. You've done it that way.
Yeah, I did that with Pete Holmes and Horatio Sands and Jay Chandrasekhar.
That's a great memory test right there that you just rattled those off while you're super high.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember it. We all sang Tom Petty songs. All of us joined in on Tom Petty songs.
I don't remember that at all.
It's great. Rewatch it. It's great. It'll be new.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. You prefer the spaceman or the live audience? Which do you like better?
I think this is more fun because it more feels like getting high with your friends, which mm-hmm. is, and I feel like the live show, as fun as it is, it's a live show. You know, you got people there, so it's just
a different
experience than just hanging, you know?
Yeah, everybody's pushing a little harder to get laughs and getting more paranoid about, is this working?
Yeah, should I chime in now? Do I let this guy have his moment? That's all in your head.
Yeah, and you guys haven't, neither one of you once this whole time have been like, you know, said something ridiculous because you're high or, you know, really lost track of something. Because you're high. I mean, we've had some people lose it, but you guys did great, and I would love to have you both back whenever you want to be here, whenever you got something to promote. And thanks to all 300 of you for watching. And we will see you on Labor Day.
Yeah.